This is Jace.
And Michaela on the Texas Rangers podcast.
Do you remember Josh Hamilton's 2010 season?
Yeah, isn't that the year he got his first MVP?
It's also the year the Rangers went to their first World Series ever.
That was a pretty incredible season for Josh Hamilton and all his teammates.
Considering the fact that general manager Ron Washington caught with cocaine that very same season.
But it was very disappointing when they lost Game 5 in the World Series to the Giants.
But offseason wasn't that bad, because we received Mike Napoli for a trade with Toronto Blue Jays.
He's been the best catcher since Pudge Rodriguez left in 2002.
I'll have to agree, although he wasn't that great of a defensive player until this past season.
But his offensive game was great.
Yeah, with consisting of 122 homers throughout his career.
Can you tell me a little bit about Nelson Cruz and his outstanding career?
As he entered the 2006 season, he came out strong with his first ever Grand Slam on September 4th, 2006.
Wasn't 2009 the year he was selected All-Star as a replacement for Torrey Hunter?
You can't forget about when he finished second in the Home Run Derby.
Now let's talk about the speedy second baseman, Ian Kinsler.
Oh yeah, his base stealing habits will never get old.
And his shocking home runs.
Were you there when he hit for the cycle in 2009?
No, but he is the latest person to hit the cycle.
He is also one of the 12 ball players in MLB to have multiple 30-30 club seasons.
Kinsler also works good with team captain Michael Young.
Speaking of Michael Young, the 7-time All-Star player.
Recently, he has been good in the DH spot.
Yeah, with his career high of 918 RBIs.
And his legacy with the Rangers.
Will never be forgotten as well. Weren't we both at that game when he hit his 1,000 career hit?
Oh yeah, that game for him was incredible. This is Michaela.
And Jace. Thanks for tuning in to the Texas Rangers podcast.